The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 471. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic musician and podcaster. This show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists. Share this show with your friends right now if you can, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. I appreciate your patience. I decided to take off last week for a number of reasons. One of the reasons is to try to get ahead, to try to get a few episodes primed and ready and not be stressed about it for a change. I did 4 episodes last month, so I figured that was good. And interestingly, though, it was the 15-year anniversary. Maybe I should have done an anniversary show, and this still isn't an anniversary show, but that's okay. 15 years this show started. It started on July 28th. 2005. And every time I think about that, I'm like, wow, how did this happen? But here we are 15 years later. I appreciate everyone who's been listening for so long, and some of you since the very beginning, which is just mind blowing as well. Thank you for your continued support. We kicked off the show with Fluke from their album Ancora. That was Lullaby and Jig for Simon. Next up is The Rogues with Grace and Brave from 25 and Live.
Dedicated to all that we have lost, including our good friend Eddie McGowan from Dublin 5.
memory I can't look to you. Beacon sunk beneath the waves. Memory by a driftwood cross, laid within a shallow grave. Still I'd part the seas to come to you, net the moon to pull the tides. Though the way be 50 fathoms deep, I'd let devotion guide me blind. 'Cause every time I think I'm finally through, mourning what I lost with you, reveals another shallow hole. Blind and reckless I fall through. And every time I think rain has stopped, the skies return to opal green. And I am lost again in my own storm. Thou start to guide the way. It's a crimson dawn that wakes me now. It's a clear and quiet sky, circled only by an albatross, redeemed another day to die. Still I'd move the earth to bring you back, count each grain upon the strand, turn our parting like an hourglass, till you even comes again. 'Cause every time I think I'm finally free, mourning what I lost with you. On the shore, should your ghost come dripping to my steps, I'll bid the wind unlock the door. 'Cause every time I think I'm finally free, mourning what I lost with you. Blind and reckless I fall through. And every time I think rain has stopped, the skies return to opal gray. of Shalei and Shamrock. Farewell to the Uyghurs of old Ireland around. May their hearts be as merry as ever I would wish them. When it's far, far away across the ocean I'm bound. Oh, my father is old and my mother is quite feeble. Tears in great drops down their cheeks they are rolling, to think they must die upon some foreign shore. For the landlords and in vile combination, they have forced us from hearthstone and homestead away. May the crowbar brigade all be doomed to damnation. I can spend my life. Oh, the green fields of Canada, they daily are blooming. For it's there I'll put an end to my miseries and strife. Farewell to my friends, here behind me, and a fair friendless Irishman come by my way. With the best in the house, I will make him right welcome. There's my home in the green field.
After the Rogues came Kylie Carey, from her album, The Art of Forgetting. That was Opal Gray. And then came something new from yours truly and Sam Gilogli. It's from an album we are putting together called Dancing with Hobbits. It is called The Hobbit Hornpipe. It will be released on August 24th as a single, and eventually we will put together this album. So Sam and I have decided we wanted to put an album of Hobbit dance music. Just some fun, upbeat dance music, which gets me excited because most of that music will probably be shared here on the podcast. And that makes me happy because I love traditional Irish music and dance music. And so it was exciting to put this together and realize, hey, that's a hornpipe. I'm going to put that on the podcast. And so stay tuned for more from that album in the days to come. After Sam Gilogli and I was Runa with The Green Fields of Canada from 10, The Errant Knight. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Kel Baril commented on Patreon, love the upbeat songs, hard to vote for favorites since all were fun to walk to. And this was for last week's show, the Celtic Running Music. I got to say, I was really excited about the show, too. It worked out pretty well. I wasn't sure, you know, I don't necessarily go out running with these episodes to find out if this is a good episode for running. But it turned out it was really good. I had a friend of mine, we run together, and he was like, well, yeah, this is great. It picked up speed in those certain places. I think there's one track that he said was a little bit off rhythm-wise. And Mitchell did a brilliant job of stitching the songs together so the music kept flowing. So thank you, Mitchell, for doing that. And thank you all. I hope you had fun with that episode, and I look forward to share more with you. Patricia emailed, hi, Mark. I am not on Facebook, so I hope this email gets to you. I just discovered your Irish and Celtic music podcast, and I just love it. It has been helping me get through these stressful times, so thank you for that. I don't know how I've only now discovered your podcast. I must have been living under a rock. The running joke among my friends and family is that I'm Irish because I am obsessed with Irish history, music, and culture. I've also developed an interest in all things Scottish, so still having a lot to learn here. Anyway, long story short, I always love listening to Celtic music, but only know a few songs and artists. The podcast has introduced me to new songs and artists, hearing that wonderful music and stories in these songs that I've never heard before. Anyway, I hope you're doing well during these crazy times. Please keep on bringing us the music. Thank you so much, Patricia, for emailing me. It's okay that you're not on Facebook. I despise Facebook. I'm trying to figure out ways to cut back on my Facebook visibility, just not doing as much. And in fact, I'm looking to start streaming shows, but streaming them elsewhere because I just don't like Facebook. It is a business that I just can't get really behind. It's great for sharing photos of families and friends, but as in business, it's kind of pathetic. So, and makes me unhappy. And so I'm looking for new ways to do that. I was looking at a Discord for communication, maybe as a new location for the Irish and Celtic Music Club, but making that happen takes a little bit more effort. So if anyone wants to help me make that happen, drop me a line, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. And, of course, I will keep bringing great music to you. Steve and Kiara Ryman emailed photos. Hi, Mark. My 13-year-old daughter, Kiara, and I spent our Saturday on a father-daughter woodworking project. Kiara is an avid volleyball player. So at her request, I tried my hand at building an adjustable volleyball rebound board for her to practice her volleyball drills on. Just so you know, I'm not a carpenter by any means, and all I had to go on was a 2-minute YouTube video that didn't include any blueprints. It was imperative that we find the exact right music to lift our spirits and set this project off on the right foot. Episode 457 was the exact right choice. There was a point during one of the songs where I broke out in dance while Kiara had to hold the wood perfectly still. She criticized me not for my dancing, but because she wanted to dance instead of holding the piece of lumber perfectly still. We even listened to the podcast twice while building our project. It may have taken us 4 hours to complete, but we had great tunes along the way. Enclosed are two pics of us with the finished project. Thank you for being a part of this great father-daughter memory in the making. Garama Agat. You are very welcome, Stephen and Kiira. I hope you had a lot of fun, and I'm glad that the music could get you dancing and having fun. I love putting this together. This podcast is amazing. I'm serious. I'm real a fan of it too. I enjoy listening to episodes every chance I get. So thank you again for supporting the show. Finally, David Tancredi emailed a photo. Mark, great to hear Highland life. I checked my Aberdeen Angus bull named Bobus. Perhaps the podcast made him homesick for the Highlands. But here in Iowa, he has plentiful hay and heifers to look after. His Scots breeding means he has not horns and a fine coat suited for the Iowa winters. Best wishes. Thank you so much for that photo. All right. I hope you had fun with that. I love the feedback section, too. So if you have any feedback, again, send it to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Orla Fallon has a brand new album that was released at the end of July. And the album is called Lore. And we're going to play a track called Ben Fijine and Drops of Brandy. Here's Orla Fallon.
Racking go ahead, looking clock and the shoe could you bell on a boy, yeah. Ran away in the stock through the fane, okay, so let's go back and pan 14. Chant through and lock, mission lock, mission, chant through and lock, mission, pan 14. Chant through and lock, mission lock, mission, so fan at the egg of the
Four teams togged out for the World Cup in France. They came from all over, they'd worked hard when given a chance. Down through the years and for little pay, with plenty of laughter, hardship and pain, they bonded together to play out. They wore yellow and green, orange, red, white, and blue. and played for their countries, their friends, and their loved ones too. Some played on the back line, some played on the wing. The goal was the same, just get the ball in. Cross to the forward, she'll pounce to score once again. My grandmother told me if ever I was to roam, upon return make sure to bring presents home. There's chocolates in Paris, there's cheeses and wine, Eiffel Tower replicas, famous street signs, and footballing memories to own for the rest of your life. Over and one team has come out on top, and more teams will start training for their next shot. When 4 years roll round, they'll be here once again. It's a long way from now, but the World Cup for men will help pass the time till our ladies return once again. 24 teams talked out for the World Cup in France. They came from all over, they'd worked hard when given the chance. Down through the years and poor little pay, with plenty of laughter, hardship and pain, they bonded together to play in the beautiful game. Oh, they bonded together to play in the beautiful
calling the wind. the sails, and we're fast heading out to the sea. On a ship bound for St. John's, 3,000 miles away, a human cargo, my comrades and me. Fare thee well, green valleys, God keep you the same. If in only my mind you will be, I'm sailing dark waters to far America. Nevermore my green valleys to see. It hurts me to think of the things I left behind, though the famine has blackened the land. And to look now for something that I may never find is a problem that's so close at hand. Fare thee well, green valleys, God keep you the same. If in only my mind you will be, I'm sailing dark waters to far America. Nevermore my green valleys to see. There's a fever a-raging and the wind has died away, and their journey will no longer be. Though the plague is a shadow that lingers night and day, warmer thoughts of green valleys I see. Fare thee well, green valleys, God keep you the same. If in only my mind you will be, I'm sailing dark waters to far America. Nevermore my green valleys to see. Nevermore my green valleys to see.
After Orla Fallon came Jim Sharkey with Beautiful Game from A Lovely Day, then Darth Kitty by Celtic Rain from their self-titled album, then Fare Thee Well, Green Valleys by Kevin Kennedy and Samantha Kennedy from When I Was Young and 20, and finally Para Milla d'Oro by Susana Siviana from Os Sueños Que Vuelven. That's awesome. I love having this multicultural music. Yeah, that of course, is some Galician music. Susana Siviana is one of the premier Galician pipers. Celtic Podcast News. I want to send out a big thanks to the patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge $1 or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. I want to send out a huge thanks to our Celtic legends. These kind and generous people pledge $25 or more per month to support this podcast. And just wow. So big thanks to Sean Cowley, Hank Woodward, Travis Sinzaki, Annie Lorkowski, Tiffany Knight, Robert Michael Kane, Linda McNeil, Kevin Long, Nancy Barnett, Miranda Nelson Designs, Carol Burrill, Patricia Connor, and Samir Malik. Thank you so much for your support. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. And every year I do take a small group of Celtic music fans on the relaxing adventure of a lifetime. We don't see everything. Instead, we stay in one area. We get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. You can join us for an auditory and visual adventure through podcasts and videos. In 2021, we are going to Scotland. You can find out more at CelticInvasion.com. All right, we're going to continue on with Songs of Cayley from their album Falling Forward. This is Cayley Won't Dance.
I have traveled many miles with road dust in my hair. Now I'm clean and rested, and I'm ready for a beer. So let the piper play, and the fiddler slap his knee. Cayley, won't you dance a while before the fire for me? I've traveled all through Galway, I've traded in the bogs, heard the bells of Dublin town, the squeal of farmers' hogs. Seen a thousand maidens dance a bonny dance indeed, none compared to Cayley dancing by the fire for me. I have traveled many a miles with road dust in my hair. Now I'm clean and rested and I'm ready for a beer. So let the piper play and the fiddler slap his knee. Cayley, won't you dance a while before the fire for me? Now some may miss their whiskey and some may miss their cars. Some brag about their money while some show off their scars. But when I've been rambling and the life has been so free, miss my dearest Cayley dancing by the fire for me. I have traveled many miles with poop dust in my hair. Now I'm clean and rested and I'm ready for a beer. So let the piper play and the fiddler slap his knee. Cayley, won't you dance a while before the fire for me? I was trading at the best luck that I'd seen. I bought some goods in Berkeley and I sold them to the queen. Gold and finest clothing, now I never more will part. Going back to Galway for to win dear Cayley's heart. I saw our stalwart father, he runs the family mill. Told him my intentions and I made clear my will. To love his daughter dearly and he gladly did agree. Cayley, she just wants to dance before the fire for me. I have traveled many miles with road dust in my hair. Now I'm clean and rested and I really want that beer. So let the piper play and the fiddler slap his knee. Cayley, won't you dance a while before the fire for me? Oh, Cayley, won't you
Fight, fight, fight,
and we'll watch Donald Cherry on
we'll fight, fight, fight. And we'll watch Donald Cherry on Saturday night. Woo!
After Songs for Kaylee came Eamon Flynn from the album Black Cottle, that was Feral O'Gara and the Sligo Maid. Then the Celtic Kitchen Party with Hockey Song from Sociable. And finally, Eileen Ivers from her newest album, Scatter the Light, that was Wawa One Violin. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. And if you did, please share the show with 1 to 3 friends. You know, find someone who you think might like it. You know, send them an email. Say, hey, this is an amazing podcast, if you think it's amazing. and I would like, you know, check it out. You might enjoy this episode. Point them to a specific episode that you think they might enjoy. You know, maybe one of your favorites. But it really helps to spread the word of this podcast. And I'll be honest, you know, I am taking a break from advertising on Facebook because I despise it so much. And so I was like, you know, I need to really work on that one-on-one sharing. We support festivals and such. And it's a great way to, you know, reach out and hit more people by promoting through festivals. But, you know, Facebook was a big way. But even better is that one-on-one support. So please, if you can, share the show with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks, follow the artists on Spotify, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week you will get a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up today. All right, we are going to finish up this show, and I hope you had a wonderful time. I will be back next week. We're going to finish up with Colleen Rainey from her album Standing in Doorways. This is Red Dirt Girl. I'll talk to you later. Sláinte.
Started. daddy's kids. She was only 27 and she had 5 kids. Could have been the whiskey, could have been the pills, could have been the dream she was trying to kill. There won't be a mention in the news of the world about the life and the death of a redbird girl named Lillian.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show was produced by Mark Gundy, Celtfather. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.